Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just had a Howard Bryant on talking about Hank Aaron. Now Patrick Roycey, nobody in this town knows baseball better than Patrick, and he is with us. I've heard you many times. I saw you tweeting about it again today, the remarkable 1965 All-Star Game at Met Stadium with Hank Aaron, and when the National League Patrick was, I mean, monster, isn't strong enough. Just, I mean, it's I cannot believe. I love, too, when you'll tweet who the reserves were. You know, yes, it's like, how can they not be starting?
The backup outfield, Clemente, Frank Robbie, and Billy Williams were the backups. And the other thing about that game is Marichal started and Gibson finished. And in between Koufax and Drysdale also pitched. The Twins, the American League scored 5 runs off Jim Maloney, but that was their only chance. That was, and somehow my old man finagled free, which he could do somehow. He'd bury you for free or something. I don't know how he'd get the tickets, but we were in about the 8th row behind the dugout for that game, and it was they might have been charging like $8 too, man. They were ripping everybody off for that All-Star game.
I was going to say, 65. What were we scalping for those tickets?
Probably 25, and thought we were paying through the nose back then. So anyway, yeah, Henry, I think Henry, you know, Hammer and Hank, one of the great nicknames of all time. Yes, but I think he mellowed a lot in his old age. He was, you know, his second wife was Billy. Was her last name Williams, the lawyer down there, and very active in the civil rights movement. And
for sure, active. And, I think you're right. Yep.
And Henry, I remember the Sports Illustrated story from 30 some years ago about how he'd still go up and read the hate mail in his locker, but. You know, in his upstairs, but he's I've managed, because of him being with Selig, every place that Selig goes here, the last we went as the commissioner the last 15 years, I got to talk to him a couple, 3 times, and it was always good. He was loose and relaxed, and I about told the story before. I actually wrote about it not long ago. My wife and I went to that. The Selig commissioner's party on the night before the Monday All-Star game.
Yeah,
and,
sure.
And my wife used to go to, as a young girl, used to go to Braves games with her brother, who would make her chase autographs after the game down there at the County Stadium. And I encouraged her to go over there and tell Henry that she'd gotten his autograph a few times, and he thought that was the greatest thing of all time. So he was loose. And the one thing that worries me, Chad, is he very publicly had a vaccination a couple of weeks ago, and promoting promoting that people should not be afraid of it. That now, you know, the anti-vax crowd is going to say, "See, so."
Exactly.
But I heard he had a stroke, so I haven't. Confirmed.
Well, we had Howard Bryant on before you, who wrote a great book on him. And he pointed out a little bit what you said, that the last 10, 15 years of his life, he actually enjoyed being Henry Aaron. That he didn't forget everything, but he could actually live his life with a smile, go places, and just relish when people loved being around Henry Aaron.
And don't you think he got a big smile on his face when Reverend Warnock was sworn in as the U.S. Senator from Georgia, wondering, saying, hey, you know, how'd this happen? You know, so
exactly.
I'm sure that that was a great last, one of his great last moments for the Hammer. We had him here with the Brewers the last, what, did he play 2 years here or just one? But he did his swan song with the Brewers, and it was kind of like Harmon doing his swan song with the Royals.
Exactly.
But he was still Henry, and he would get to DH some too because he was in the American League then. So he was I'd say tied for number two all time. Nobody will ever replace Willie Mays, in my opinion, as the greatest player of all time. But I got him number two with maybe one or two other guys.
So I saw that, and I chimed in too. And obviously we have the Ruth conundrum, you know, on who he didn't play against.
Yeah.
But I think it's a given that Mays is one. I said Ruth two just because those numbers are so crazy. Aaron three and Williams four.
Yeah, that's pretty dang good. That's pretty dang good. Williams was, it's been said 1,000 times, but take out 4 years in the military, that's a pretty good number. So, I got to meet him and have a nice talk with him once. Of course, your dad was buddies with him, but really was legitimately.
Legitimately,
I was sitting in the dugout in Winterhagen one day when Dave Ingle was in the lineup for the Twins.
Similar hitter.
He came and sat down next to me and said, "You from Minnesota?" And I said, "Yeah." And first thing he says is, "How's Sid?" And I used my traditional mean as a snake. And they said, and then everybody said, "Well, that's good. He signed them." And then and then he asked me about the Engel kid. And I was telling him, "Well, they're going to try to make him a catcher." And it turns out Ted and Engel's father were like the best of friends growing up in San Diego. So that's how that came about. But yeah, Henry was. Wow, that, as you said, you reminded me again of that National League lineup. Unbelievable. You got to look that up, folks.
It's crazy. Here's the thing. As amazing as he was, I'm reminded again today, he won the MVP once.
Once.
I went year by year, and I'm thinking, well, that's MVP. That's MVP. That's MVP. But, he was battling 9 Hall of Famers every year for the MVP.
Oh, yeah, and it was, which club? I mean, Ernie Banks won it twice for last place clubs. How that happened? But, Ernie had great years, but that was weird. I think, I think you got a lot more voting back then of who the reporters really liked more than, the sports writers, more than actually who was the best player. But, other thing, Chad, when you look at that All-Star game, I think Mays and Aaron both played 9 innings.
Yes, they did.
They wanted to win that game. They had like 5 guys played. I think Torrey caught the whole game too. 9 innings. It was a little different attitude then. Somebody asked me on Twitter about, how the American League ended up with Felix Mantilla and Vic Davalillo and their starting lineup. And I said, the American League owners were a little later, that whole integration thing. National League.
No kidding.
If you look back.
No kidding.
If you look back, it was they saw this as a quite the talent pool, to say the least.
Yeah, Harmon was the perfect American League All-Star at that time.
Yes, he was.
The white guy from Idaho.
Yeah. You know? The fat kid was it Fritz Peterson who called him the fat kid in the Bowden book? I think it was Fritz Peterson who called him the fat kid. So, but a hell of a fat kid and a good guy.
Yeah, pretty good. And as I learned interning at this station for a couple of years, a pretty dang good sense of humor that he wouldn't show on TV, but it was pretty good behind the scenes.
Yeah, he was fun to tease to try to get him to. I traveled with him in a couple of years when he was the TV guy, and it was pretty good to try to agitate him into saying something inappropriate, which was not easy. But it was he was fun. I remember he went to England and he met the Queen, and I said something inappropriate that Patrick, don't say that, He was
okay. What are you watching right now? The last time we talked, What was our show? We were trying to figure out who was going to kill somebody. The Unforgiven.
I watched that. Nothing great lately. Last night I watched the four part Night Stalker documentary on.
Oh, I've got a bunch of friends watching that. Yeah, what do you think?
Yeah, it's amazing how long he went without getting caught. And you think about the technology back then, and when it was in the early 80s compared to now, he wouldn't have made it 20 minutes. But they hung with it, and I'd forgotten that they also had the Hillside Strangler like 4 years earlier or something like that. So they had had a lot of that nonsense going on out there. But I recommend it. Yeah, it's pretty good. It's kind of gory, kind of like watching a Timberwolves game. But I went the other night left late in the third quarter fully confident that they couldn't possibly lose. When was your last year?
06. In fact, Patrick, 06. My last game, it was the perfect way to leave. My last game, because that's when Quinton South was getting worse and things were taking place, was the Mark Madsen 3-point fiasco.
7-3.
Okay, and this showed the leeway we still had with Wolves basketball. That Patrick, I wish they had. They threw away all the games. It probably is an exorcism.
Yeah.
We were playing sound effects during the Timberwolves' own broadcast. You think that would fly with FSN right now?
No, I don't think so. But I looked up to see when Horton started. So Horton followed you then immediately?
No, Brian Seaman, 1 year. Brian, like Alan, both really good broadcasters. He's now the TV guy. So Alan has been here. Alan, I think Alan and I are about the same amount of games. I figured out one time, I think I'm about 1,200 games kind of in and out,
I looked up Alan just the other night because I was making fun of watching Horton Vision because I have FSN. I don't have FSN on my YouTube, So I didn't realize Alan has been there 14 years and he has one playoff victory.
It's amazing.
Think of the losses he's had, like the one the other night in comparison to playoff victories. That one the other night, though, if anybody was paying any attention, goes down in the annals of impossible defeats, that one.
Yeah, because they lost to a terrible team.
Without five of their players.
And listen, Ryan still has a lot to prove, and I was baffled by multiple things the other night. But it's also time to draw some scrutiny on the president of basketball operations. Right now, he's pretty much 0 for every move he's made at this point. Not one of them. Maybe Beasley. we always have to be a little holding our breath with Beasley.
Yes.
But Edwards is showing me very little so far. Patrick.
I was talking this summer to a former Timberwolves executive who shall go nameless, but who is now coaching in the league. I don't want to give you any hints here, but he said he doesn't have a bleeping clue.
It's not looking good so far.
I'm
being told by our man Cook I better fly, so I got to go.
If Cookie speaks, you listen, baby.
I know that. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Okay, goodbye. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.